Kofod itself it facilitates all the trucking, fuel and cafe facilities. Kofod at service, or Kofod campus, is kind of it's a different kind of an entity to this, to Wiseman.
Much different.
And so they facilitate that, and I have no real feeling on how they operate down there. I get my fuel down there, we get our mail through there. And Kristen works down there at the post office. There's various people that have worked at Coldfoot at various times. Kristen, I think, is the only one working at Coldfoot currently.
As a Wiseman resident?
Wiseman resident.
Mm-hmm. And Kristen is?
My wife. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so Coldfoot, when they build this gas line, which probably is imminent, that'll have another whole stage step here. You know, Coldfoot will be an entity to facilitate that. There will be impacts to Wiseman. It'll be depending on the rate. There is some private land here that's for sale. Wiseman's population is in decline, has been in decline. When my family moved here, it started an upswing in the population. The population climbed up to, by the mid-80s, around 35 people. And then started a decline. Gold prices started to decline in the mid-80s. Fur prices started to decline in the mid-80s. So that happened. There was a whole retraction there was trappers that were living out in the upper Yukon, various places in Alaska, rural Alaska, that from the early 70s to the mid-80s, there's a lot of people got to establish. As fur prices declined and costs continued to increase, there was a huge retraction. And so that had a sucking effect on the population of Wiseman. Population of Wiseman, I have adult kids. Those kids are grown up. They went to Fairbanks. People left. The population was down this winter at 12. And it's hard for younger people to get established in Wiseman. Wiseman is actually a very expensive place to move to. The perception is, oh, there's a lot of old cabins. You could probably buy one for $1,000. You can rent a cabin in Fairbanks for $300 a month without water, $250 if you're lucky. But cabins here, because this is private land and there's very little private land in the Brooks Range, cabin with between a quarter of an acre and an acre of land, a cabin built between 1910 and 1930 will average at between $35,000 to $105,000. So that's hard for. There's some native allotment land that's for sale down here. But to build a cabin, to get the building materials here, to build a cabin, and the higher cost for fuel here, we pay $3.70 a gallon. They're paying $2.53 in Fairbanks right now. There's the higher cost of living here, the higher cost. This land here is 10 times the rate for the same grade land in Fairbanks. Things are just way more expensive. So that has a deterring effect. There's very few people who want to live this close to nature without infrastructure. You know, you can't shop all here. If you want to shop, you go to Fairbanks to shop. You can buy a couple things over the counter in Coldfoot, bread and eggs and butter. And if you want anything else, you got to go. No dry goods, canned goods. You got to go to Fairbanks to get that. The population, there's very few people that are inclined to be able to pay. The younger people would be the ones that would be inclined to do that. They can't pay that kind of money to get established here. We've only had one guy that's here, this guy that's 28. And he's having a kind of a tough time, you know, getting established here. It's probably going to take him about 10 years to actually get a house and get him. He's renting from my mom and he's trying to buy land and he's doing various things away from Wiseman that takes him away that he doesn't like to do. He has to guide hunters in the fall time and going away from here. And he's mining at Nolan Creek, but he hates mining. And